some plumber or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay. So a jackleg plumber would be what kind of plumber?
Well, a guy that's not too good a plumber, and or maybe just learning the plumbing business.
Okay, okay. In a court case, somebody who defends you is your
attorney.
Or another word for attorney is
lawyer.
Mm-hmm. And the person who decides the case is the
jury.
Well, but yeah, but
the judge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And here's some body parts. This is
hair.
And these are
ears.
Uh-huh. And a man has a
beard.
Uh-huh. This is my
mouth.
And one of these is a
teeth.
One of them is a
tooth.
Uh-huh. This is my
neck.
Uh-huh. And inside I might have a sore
throat.
Uh-huh. And let's see. These are my
legs.
Uh-huh. And elbows and knees and ankles are all what?
Joints.
Mm-hmm. And this is my
ankle.
Well, the thing I walk on is my
foot.
Uh-huh. Two of them are
feet.
And this is my
stomach.
Right?
Hey.
You got them all.
Yeah.
And if you're not weak, you are
strong.
Mm-hmm. And okay, you can be sick. In what way? You're sick something something something.
Sick at your stomach?
Mm-hmm. You say sick to your stomach?
Yeah.
Okay. And if I can't talk anymore because I've been talking too long, you say I am
hoarse.
Mm-hmm. And if your joints are inflamed and it's difficult to move?
Rheumatism? Arthritis?
How is rheumatism different from arthritis?
Yeah, there is a little difference, yeah.
What is the difference? What's
well, rheumatism, as I understand it, may not have all the time. Arthritis, you do. My wife has it. That's mm-hmm. why I know.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. If you get a really sharp pain down here, that's called... It's an inflammation of something inside.
Appendix?
Yeah, so it's an inflammation of the appendix, but what do you actually call that? The pain that you get is...
Pain in your side?
Well, it's the reason that you need to get your appendix taken out. It's because you've gotten
infected?
Yeah, the infection is called
gangrene? No.
Well, it has to do with the appendix.
Swollen?
It's like appendicitis? Yeah. You gave me a lot of good words there.
Yeah.
Okay, a disease that is dangerous to kids and begins as a sore throat.
Strep throat.
Well, we get inoculated for it now, so is there a more dangerous disease than strep that they used to get? It's probably dip something.
Diphtheria?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What kind of disease do you get from ticks in Colorado?
Log ticks or Lyme ticks? Is that where you get Lyme ticks?
Well, they call it, there's another one called Lyme disease.
Yeah.
But this one we've had in Colorado forever.
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Rocky Mountain fever? Or
oh, yeah. Rocky Mountain. Uh-huh.
Would you call it Rocky Mountain? Or some people also call it spotted tick fever.
Yeah, I guess so.
There's a disease that they're having a lot of trouble with, especially on the Navajo Reservation. And what do they call that? Do you know? It's mm-hmm. that disease that kills you in 2 days.
Caused by rodents, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay. How about that disease that is also spread by rodents, the fleas on them? Spread by the fleas? And it can also kill you pretty quickly, but now we have ways to fight it. And a few people in New Mexico get it every year.
From the fleas?
Mm-hmm. It's that thing they got in the Middle Ages.